We are joined by Denise Andrade from Paper Tiger Television. Denise is one of the organizers of last weekend's Grassroots Media Conference. And the Grassroots Media Conference brought together media activists from a broad range of outlets and from different mediums for 2 days and three nights of serious networking and strategizing. Rise Up actually presented a workshop along with Free Speech Radio News on DIY radio journalism, and we want to thank everyone who came out for that. And Denise, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So this conference was called the New York City Grassroots Media Conference.
Right.
Now, who is a grassroots media maker, and what exactly is grassroots media?
I think grassroots media is all about, it comes from the people. So when we're talking about grassroots media, the slogan that we were using was United to Take Back the Media. So in the time where there's so much corporate control of what kind of information we're being exposed to, grassroots is anything that goes beyond that. So people in the community who are getting together just to make sure that the truths about their community, the realities about their community, is something that is being exposed to other people.
And the conference, from what I saw, was a huge success. Do you have a sense of how many people turned out, and whether there anything that stuck out to you as being a particular success or something you thought went particularly well?
Well, I think the fact that we had close to 1,000 people, that in itself is such a huge success for many reasons. One, because all our outreach strategies, which were basically grassroots. I mean, we didn't do any huge publication ads. We just try to remain within our communities and trying to spread the word like that.
Can I just interject for 1 second? Are you on a speakerphone, or do you have radio on in the background? The connection's a little
I don't.
Fuzzy. All right. Well, apologies to the listeners for the slightly strange sound. I'm not quite sure why that's happening, but
maybe
sorry.
Maybe it's the space where I'm at. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So I think that's a huge success, and the number of people that came, I think what we were trying to do as well was trying, what you just said, just people from different outlets that try to communicate a message through any sort of medium, whether that's drawing or a zine or a radio show or a TV, a public access show, could come together and share ideas about what media is and where to go next.
And the conference really built up a lot of momentum. People seemed really engaged and involved. What how is that going to be carried forward, or was this just sort of one finite weekend event?
Well, I think one of the big the closing plenary was a way to really try to bring people together and strategizing. I mean, what you said before is true. Throughout the weekend, we had different strategy sessions, and what came out of that is really, there was a lot of different ideas, but one of the big ideas, and we're still trying to figure out exactly how to go about it, but one of the big ideas is that there's definitely that need for networking, and the need for networking is not doesn't have to stay in abstract terms. So looking at ways in which we could create some sort of either virtual space or even, hopefully a physical space at some point where we could all come together and try to find ways. There's so many resources out there within the media movement, and try to find ways where we can really make use of all those resources and connect all those resources and move with the movement. So we're not just talking of a media movement, but more of the social justice movement and how does media fit into that. So a lot of the people in the conference were actually activists who are looking at ways of integrating different mediums into their organizing. So how can we, all the people who've been sort of in a circle of media makers only, really make that move into creating or being part of, really integral part of the social justice movement?
We unfortunately have to wrap up fairly quickly, but before we go, I want to make sure that we mention briefly how media makers are tapping into the Republican National Convention organizing. And also to figure out how people, or let people know how they can get in touch with the organizers of the conference and tap into the events going forward.
Right. So one of the things that we were trying to do is really try to mobilize media makers to pay attention to what's going to be going down when the RNC comes to town. We're going to be revamping our website, which is www.nycgrassrootsmedia.org. And we'll hopefully have all the information on how to follow up and how to make sure that we're staying connected in covering and supporting all the mobilization against the RNC in the summer.
And as we said earlier on the show, Rise Up is definitely going to be up in the mix of that, bringing you the sounds from the streets. But not only my understanding of what's going on this summer is that there's groups calling for 100 days of action, so that it's not okay. What we've seen in some of the places like Miami or in the previous conventions, where it was sort of to the barricades, big street demonstrations, a lot of confrontation with the police. I'm sure that there will be some of that, but I think this summer people are really trying to focus on bringing communities' concerns, local communities' concerns, right, to the convention, and making it more than something reactive, something that's proactive, people constructing and building together, and taking the opportunity that is presented by having the media here and by having the Republicans here, right, and national attention focused here. So I think that that's an important thing, you know, in case people aren't aware of that strategy. And I think that's a new and important and hopeful change in tactic here.
Right. And there's huge, I mean, the fact that people are mobilizing and organizing starting now and started, you know, probably 5 months ago, and that the media conference really tried to emphasize on what to do for the RNC, I think that's a sign exactly of what you just talked about, that this is not going to be a reactionary event, but it's really about being proactive and having the analysis to really have the most important tools, which is knowledge and community power.
And communication. I mean, anyone who's seen the movie Revolution Will Not Be Televised understands how critical it is that people have a voice with which to communicate with each other. And one of the things that I found particularly hopeful about the media conference was that it wasn't just kind of the relatively big independent media outlets like WBAI or like the New York City Independent and Indie Media Center. It had a lot of community presses, a lot of much smaller, much even more grassroots,
right,
even more grassroots than BAI, you know. So I think it was a great chance for me and for other people in the media movement to see, you know, how many resources we actually do have. I think we often are put in the position of thinking ourselves as coming from a position of deficit. But when we all get together like that, it's really hopeful and encouraging to me because you realize how rich we actually are.
Right, exactly.
So can you give the website one more time? And we'll definitely make sure that we stay on top of this and encourage people to continue.
That would be great. And do check out the website, because we're going to be updating it and hopefully getting together with a lot of the folks who attended the conference. And that's www.nycgrassrootsmedia.org. And there's also tons of other resources of people who are organizing against the RNC. So you can go to counterconvention.org or nornc.org. And there will be other links to other forms of organizing.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us, Denise Andrade with Paper Tiger Television and the New York City Grassroots Media Conference.
Thank you so much.
We are about to wrap up on Rise Up Radio. We have a couple last announcements before Dred Scott Keyes comes in and throws us out to read you the news headlines.
Yeah, just want to let people know about a screening of a film, Inventos, Hip Hop Cubano. The screening will include a question and answer with filmmaker Ellie Jacobs-Funtazzi, along with a panel discussion with special guests. It's being sponsored by the OASIS, and it's funded by Unidad. It's at New York University, Kamel Center, 60 Washington Square South, Tuesday, March 9th from 6 to 9, room 914. The film features artists like Havana hip-hop producer Pablo Herrera, Ariel Fernandez, Dead Prez, Tony Touch, and many others. So if you want to check out that film, Inventos, Hip-Hop Cubana, check it out Tuesday, March 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at NYU.
And one last quick announcement. There's going to be a publication party for Bush Women, Tales of a Cynical Species. That's going to be about the book, a new book coming out called Bush Women, Tales of a Cynical Species by Laura Flanders. And that event is going to be Monday, March 8th at 7 p.m. at the New York Theater Workshop, 79 East 4th Street in New York City. You can contact 212-807-8255. 807-9680 for more information, and you can check lauraflanders.com. This has been Rise Up Radio, and I am Kat Aaron, one of today's hosts with Saki Hall. We need to thank our stellar engineer, Errol Maitland. The show was produced by me, Saki, Doug George, Nell Geiser, with help from Leanne Stenke, and as usual, the contributions of the whole Rise Up Radio crew.
Yeah, the news was written by Kat. Check out our past shows and find out more about us at www.riseupradio.org. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.